vibrant farm in Guthrie is selling bedding plants, but their main crops are shoots and microgreens, and they offer these year-round. Danae Johnson and her family own the farm, and Danae is on the phone this morning with us to tell us about it. Good morning, Danae.
Good morning.
You know, I have to admit, when I think about shoots and microgreens, I think about little bitty gardeners with their little bitty rakes and shovels. But you're a full-size person, right? Tell us about these little plants that you grow.
Yeah, so they're just beginning stages of the plants. And really, at the point of when most people are thinning out their gardens, that's about the stage of when I harvest. Yeah, so they're just tiny little plants, and they're power-packed with nutrients. And so I harvest, actually I grow most of it inside in our farm room that we have built, and yeah, that's how we do it.
What's your farm room look like?
So it was our garage, our attached garage, and we completely remodeled it and finished it into a finished room that is completely accessible for our fresh water and heat, and so I can do this year-round.
So what made you decide to focus on these little shoots and microgreens?
So about 5 years ago, I really got into gardening. That's when my kids were starting to get a little bit older and I didn't have them on me all the time. And so I remember it was the first frost in the fall, and I was like, I absolutely love gardening. And I had to keep going. I didn't want to stop. And I wasn't going to let winter put a damper on my getting my hands dirty. So I started doing some research about what I could do inside, and I found out about microgreens, and I started growing it, and I loved the flavor and the taste, and I thought, well, maybe this could be something I could continue on a more of a wholesale type thing. And so the next week, I took it to some local restaurants in Bemidji, and I got, orders that very day. And I knew that this is something that I could do with my kids and have them be a part of it.
What is the difference between a shoot and a microgreen?
That's a really good question. The shoots are more, they're more substantial. They're bigger. Like there's sunflower shoots, pea shoots, and radish shoots. They're just bigger, and microgreens are more dainty, fine, like broccoli microgreens or alfalfa microgreens. That's really the main difference. Microgreens usually get more of the grow light than the shoots do as well.
So because they have to have leaves, right? Okay.
Yeah, where shoots are more stem. They do have some leaves, but they definitely have more stem bulk to them.
We are talking with Danae Johnson from Vibrant Farm in Guthrie.
How do you actually grow them?
So what I do is I buy a potting mix that is completely sterile, and I put it in a big 10 by 20 tray, and I put sprinkle seeds right on top of that and water it really well and let it germinate, and then I put it under a grow light, and it takes about 2 weeks for it to really grow to the full size. and then I put it under the grow light, and I harvest right from that, and that's why we do it inside our farm room, because it's just a nice convenient way, because I have a harvest table and everything to do there.
Well, how do you harvest? You don't use tiny tools, right? I mean, you use something.
I've actually bought little fairy
yeah,
fairy things to decorate in there. But really, I use a really sharp knife. I sharpen it every time. And some people use scissors, but I prefer a knife just to get a nice clean cut so it doesn't bruise the stem. Mm-hmm. And and so then it just use one hand to grab the leaves and then another hand to cut the stems.
When you say full size, and we're giggling here, but how tall are they when you're cutting them?
Like 2.5 inches, 3
okay.
inches tall.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yeah. I remember in the garden, when I first started, I was the one that didn't want to thin at all. I'm like, oh, let's give them all a chance. And now, I go through literally probably 100,000 seeds I'm harvesting every week. So, wow. Yeah.
So they must grow really densely.
Yes. Yes. They're very dense.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're talking about all different types and colors and textures of plants. What are the differences? How do we use them?
Okay. So I really love using the pea, sunflower, radish on more like what you, how you use lettuce. So on sandwiches and wraps and tacos, sunflowers, the sunflower shoots on tacos is incredible. And then the broccoli microgreens, I like to add more as the microgreens, I would say, are probably one of the more nutrient dense. And where the shoots have more bulk nutrients, like sunflowers is one of the highest in protein. So it's a great source of protein, especially for vegan-wise.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yep.
So then where do you sell all of these tiny plants?
So I have been selling it very consistently at Harmony Foods in Bemidji for about 4 years now. Then I also do farmers markets. I really love doing the Walker one on Thursdays. That starts in June here, and that one's on Thursday mornings at Green Scene. And then I also have been at the one at the Union Square, the Bemidji Natural Choice farmers market. And then I also do offer, if people want to just buy directly from me, I can grow extra and they can buy in bulk that way as well.
Now, I noticed you have a CSA offered on your website. How does that work?
Yeah, so that is where someone will say, hey, I want to get greens for, you know, a handful of weeks. And then they offer to pay up at front. And then I know that they really want to get greens and they can get, then usually we set up a delivery option and they can either pick it up here at the farm or at the farmer's market, or we can meet in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've got this COVID pandemic going on, and you mentioned that you had sold to restaurants. How have things changed for you since this happened?
Yeah, so actually I was able to work with 209 with their first responders initiative and be able to help them out in putting nutritious greens in, and they were delivering to first responders and all that, and nurses. So that was really a fun way to be a part of the community. Now, right now, the restaurants are really on hold, and so we're just kind of waiting and seeing how, we're just waiting on that. But the grocery stores have picked up, so I'm not worried at all, but I am concerned for our local restaurants.
Yeah.
This is a time when they need to ramp up for their business, but just got to be patient and support them as much as we can curbside, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How much time does it take you to ramp up? Say a restaurant says, I'm going to open in a couple weeks. How long does it take to grow the microgreens that they might use?
Yeah, so it takes me about, really, I suggest at least 2 to 3 weeks to give me a heads up, just so that I make sure I have the seeds I have in hand. I usually have more than enough, but it takes me really 2 weeks to really make sure I plant and it grows to full size. Other than that, I usually try to grow extra just in case I do get a phone call.
Okay.
But and during the markets, it's really nice. When the market season happens, I can kind of ebb and flow between markets and grocery stores, and so then I'm not having any waste. That's really key for me. I don't want things to go to waste because that really isn't what it's about. But my family, we do eat a lot of anything that's extra, so that's wonderful. So
yeah, well, how do you eat them?
Really, I love putting them on wraps, you know, and I don't know if you're familiar with green smoothies. Broccoli microgreens are really great in green smoothies. And then I've also, if I do have extra, and for the green smoothies, I can put them in the freezer so that they're ready for, you know, a smoothie in the future. We just put them on our sandwiches. We actually make salads with them and forego the lettuce when it's in the middle of winter because it's harder to have lettuce at that point, a fresh lettuce at least.
Right.
But, yeah.
I hear you also grow lettuce in season, right?
I do. We actually just delivered to Harmony this last week, our first batch of lettuce. So that's starting up now.
Where do you grow the lettuce? Not in your garage, right?
No. Actually, it started there in the beginning of March. That's where we started. But then we put them outside in our greenhouse. We built a brand new greenhouse last year, which collapsed under the snow, but we're able to rebuild it this spring. But yeah, so that everything's out there and everything's starting to get ready to harvest. So that's wonderful.
What else do you grow at Vibrant Farm?
So outside we have carrots and radishes, arugula, beets, leeks, kale, tomatoes, basil. Yeah, we grow a lot of different varieties of things.
And you sell those at the farmer's market also?
We do, yep.
Okay. You do bedding plants as well?
Yeah, so the bedding plant sale starts tomorrow, actually, at 10. And we're actually getting a lot of phone calls of people wanting to do a curbside pickup of plants. And so that's been great. So if anyone wants to get plants, that's an option as well.
Hmm. And so now, if anybody is interested in trying some of your little plants or your big plants, how do they reach you?
Yeah, so they could give me a call. So my phone number is 224-2493, or they can pick it up at Harmony. They pretty much have a constant supply going. I usually deliver around the weekends, so if you really want to, you know, get a fresh batch. And then the farmers markets will be starting up here really, really soon. But yes.
Well, Danae, it's been really fun talking to you, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great one. That's Danae Johnson from Vibrant Farm in Guthrie. And if you'd like information about shoots, microgreens, bedding plants, or anything else that she grows, you can reach her also at thevibrantfarm@gmail.com. And you're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to regular-sized people who grow small things to eat.